Welcome. This is step two in a six-step meditation process aimed at cultivating and nurturing the compassionate heart and mind within us. This second step involves cultivating kindness and compassion for someone whom you care for deeply. Let's begin by choosing a comfortable posture which allows the body to relax, while at the same time promoting alertness in the mind. For most, it helps to have a straight spine, but some of you may be able to remain alert while lying down. Take a moment or two to stretch and release any residual tension before you settle into stillness. When you're ready, begin with three deep diaphragmatic breaths, inhaling through the nose and directing the breath all the way down to the belly, filling up the torso like a vessel with liquid from the bottom to the top, and then exhaling through the mouth, expelling all of the air from the torso and pulling the belly button back toward the spine. As you exhale, releasing the worries and tensions of the day. Now, relaxing control over the breath, allow it to settle into its own natural pace, trusting the breath to breathe itself. If you like, begin with mentally counting the breath, assigning a number from 1 to 5 for each out-breath, and then beginning again with number 1. And now, letting go of the counting, focus your attention on the sensations created by the breath, either at the nostrils or in the belly, allowing the attention to ride the waves of the breath, like a boat riding the waves of the sea. Notice the sensation of expansion in the belly as you breathe in, and that sensation dissolving or collapsing as you breathe out. Or the feeling of the cool air coming into your nostrils and the warm air going out. To bring your attention into the present moment, use the natural rhythmic movement of your breath. When thoughts, sounds, images, or sensations call your attention away from the breath, acknowledge them, perhaps with a silent label, such as hearing, thinking, or seeing, and very gently escort your attention back to the breath. Here you can settle into the only reality there is now, the present. And see if you can allow the simple task of observing the breath in the present moment to be a vacation from striving and all the concerns, plans, memories, and preoccupations of the discursive mind. Just resting in the awareness of the gentle rhythm of your breath. And now, with a relaxed but focused mind, picture someone for whom you feel a great amount of love. It could be a child, a grandparent, a mentor, close friend, or even a pet. Don't worry about choosing the perfect person. Anyone who comes to mind and calls forth feelings of love is fine. Bring to mind this dear one as vividly as possible, noticing if, as you think of this person, you feel love in your heart. And how this feeling of love is known in the body. Perhaps you sense your own aliveness. You might be aware of feelings of tenderness, warmth, or openness. As you allow the soft, natural breath to suffuse the body with ease and relaxation, focus your attention on the feelings such as tenderness and warmth that may arise as you think of your loved one. Allowing these feelings to expand within you as you silently recite the following phrases, always feeling free to adjust the language if you need to. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you find peace and joy. Refresh the mental picture of your loved one to engender these feelings of warmth, tenderness, and love. Again, silently repeating these phrases for them. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you find peace and joy. Noticing the sensations you feel around your heart as you picture your loved one. Particularly any warmth, tenderness, or closeness you may feel. And now, bringing attention to the heart center, imagine that you might inhale and exhale through the center of the chest. Then, while breathing out, imagine extending a warm golden light or a warm and gentle breath from the center of your heart that carries all your feelings of love. Imagine that this light or this breath touches your loved one, bringing them peace and happiness. Then, with this feeling of light or warmth at the heart, once again, silently repeat for your loved one, "May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you find peace and joy. And see if you can feel with all your heart the wish that your loved one finds happiness, rejoicing in the thought of his or her happiness. Now, as we move into compassion, think of a time when this dear one was going through a difficulty. Maybe an illness, an injury, perhaps a time of conflict in a relationship, a lost job, financial hardship, maybe a broken heart, a serious loss, or the awful feeling of shame. Notice how you feel when you think of your loved one suffering. How does your heart feel? How does your body feel? Notice how you might feel for his or her pain, perhaps as an aching sensation in your heart. Is there an urge to reach out and help, to offer love or support? While continuing with your breathing, focus on any feelings of tenderness, concern, or the urge to help that might arise in you as you imagine your loved one suffering. And with these feelings of compassion, repeat silently, "May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you find safety and peace. Refresh the mental picture of your loved one when he or she was suffering, and reinvoke these feelings of concern, tenderness, and the urge to help. Once again, repeat for your loved one, "May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you find safety and peace. Noticing again the sensations you feel around your heart as you imagine your loved one when he or she was suffering. Notice if feelings of tenderness, concern, and the wish to do something arise in your heart. As you bring awareness to your heart center, imagine that you could inhale and exhale through the heart. And as you breathe out, imagine that you extend a warm golden light or a warm breath from the center of your heart that might touch your loved one. As it does so, imagine that this eases his or her suffering, bringing peace and tranquility. And now, with a strong, heartfelt wish that your loved one be free of his or her suffering, silently repeat these phrases. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from fear and anxiety. May you find safety and peace. Feel with all your heart the wish that your loved one be free from suffering, fear, and anxiety. And rejoice in the thought that he or she is free from fear, anxiety, and suffering. Embrace the tenderness and open-heartedness which this exercise of cultivating kindness and compassion may have given rise to. And allow your heart and mind to just rest in this state, sensing the natural rhythm of the breath, the ease of the body, and the openness of the heart.